Welcome to Sustain This, a podcast where we discuss mindful consumption, personal style, and the quest for living a more intentional life. I'm Alyssa, a sustainable stylist.
And I'm Christina, a shopaholic turned minimalist-ish.
And I'm Sina, a color consultant and slow fashion style coach.
Together, we will unpack the nuances of what it really means to be a conscious consumer and find more joy in what we have right now. So grab your tea, your coffee, or whatever floats your boat and join us in the conversation. Let's go.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. We are back with another episode. And since it's the start of a new year, people might want to like declutter or start fresh somehow with their wardrobe or their style. And maybe you're in the middle of like decluttering or organizing your wardrobe yourself. So we thought that today we wanted to share our best wardrobe organization tips. I think it's always going to be very individual how you organize your wardrobe, because of course it depends on how much space you have. Also probably depends on your style, like if you prefer to have like a maximalist wardrobe or if you want things to be a little bit more pared down. For me personally, I always like to look at my wardrobe as my own private little shop. Just speaking of like shopping your wardrobe, like taking that literal sense of like going into my wardrobe every day and shopping my favorite outfits from my wardrobe. So I definitely like to keep things organized, and I like to have like a full overview of what I have. Make it look nice too. That's really important for me. Like, it's not just a space where I keep my clothes. It's a, you know, a place where I can get inspired. And like when I open my wardrobe, I feel inspired and I feel great when I look into my wardrobe.
I love that. So I feel like that could be the sort of, that's like the grounding, like the framework, the North Star that we keep in mind the whole time. Like, how do you create your wardrobe and organize it, curate it in such a way that it is a place that you go to feel inspired? So if it's like a total mess and just things are all over the place, you don't know what you have. To me, keeping things organized is like a way that I respect. It's a form of like self-respect and how I respect my things and care for them. But being able to keep it organized and usable, you can see everything. Yeah, it's a way I love, like that's how you keep it inspiring and keep that wardrobe like a sacred space.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm curious to hear, do you guys have your clothes folded or on hangers in your wardrobe?
Well, I don't have a dresser anymore, so most of my stuff is hanging now.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved this year to a smaller condo, and the bedroom wasn't big enough to hold our dresser. And most of my stuff was in my dresser, actually. So it was kind of a undertaking to like figure out. So I did do a declutter before we moved so that there was less to bring in. So I got this like small IKEA set of drawers that's meant for like laundry rooms and bathrooms. I have a whole video on how I organized my closet, and it's working out really quite well. So before was a person who liked to keep things folded, but now a lot of my stuff is hung. So I can fit a lot in a small little space though. It's like there's some organization savvy definitely that I had to figure out.
I love stuff like that. I love like going through IKEA just to get like organization ideas for like small spaces. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of the game changers for you, Christina? I mean, I watched the video, so I think I know, but what were some of the biggest game changers for you?
Oh, I like having, honestly, I think my wardrobe looks a little bit more packed now because it's because a lot of things are hung up, but I do actually like that because I can see everything I have, like especially things like t-shirts and some of my tank tops and things like that. So to me, it makes it even easier to get dressed because I can see most of the things that are hanging, and a lot of the things that are in my drawers are more of my like athletic gear and like pajamas, undies, things like that. Mm-hmm. So to me, it just makes it, I like having that sort of bird's eye view of my wardrobe when I open it up.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah, we have like a personalized wardrobe in our, we've been like rebuilding our house for the past 4 years, and we put in like a completely like customized wardrobe. So when we had to like figure out what the insides of it were going to be, I just knew that I wanted space to hang things, because I've been doing that ever since I built my first capsule wardrobe. I just love, you know, from when I take it out of the wash, like when I've washed my clothing, I put it on a hanger, because that's also a natural way of kind of like, how do you say, like ironing the clothes, because the weight of it will be like, it will be more flat or more less creased, I guess. And then it's easy to just like put it back into the wardrobe. So if you really hate folding, then that's definitely a top tip, I think. How about you, Alyssa?
I definitely prefer hanging. I haven't had a dresser in a while, now that I think about it, which is weird. Yeah, like when you said, Christina, you were like, I don't have a dresser anymore. I was like, oh my God, me neither.
What about the clothes you have behind you? Is that like your...
Okay, this is my maybe rack slash confirmed exit rack. So except for the sweater hanging, because I thought I would get cold. So this is a keeper. I just had it nearby in case I was gonna get cold while we recorded today. But this rack has two purposes. It's either a sort of challenge rack where I'll keep pieces that I want to challenge myself to style, or like if I am planning my outfits for the week, I'll put like pieces on there. Or it's, as I mentioned, like my declutter, like maybe pile, maybe rack. So so that's that. But I do prefer hanging. I think you both said it best. Like, you can see so much more of your clothes. But I do have some shelves in my current closet, so I have some knits folded in a way that I can see them. Mm-hmm. And then I like baskets. Just pulling for like socks and undies and like you, like workout gear, like those kinds of things.
So there's a minimum of two things I think that are very useful to have to keep an organized wardrobe, no matter what the size. One is to invest a little bit of money in making sure all your hangers are the same. So invest in the same hanger. So whether it be like a velvet one, a wooden one, the plastic ones, the wire ones, if you want to keep your closet organized slash be kind to your clothes, but having the same hanger, because they're all the same size, it just gives this immediate sense of visual uniformity that I think looks great. And I think a lot of times you'll see wardrobes that's like you have some plastic and some wooden ones, and then some of those ones that you get from the dry cleaner, and like, and it can just look really messy and unorganized, and it's such a great immediate visual fix, no matter how many clothes you have in there, to have the same hanger. And then the other thing I like, as you mentioned, baskets. So drawer organizers. I love drawer organizers. Yeah. I never used to get the idea of like, I never got like, why would you need a box to put, like, why would you need a thing to put more things into? But it creates such a nice separation and like almost puts your clothing into zones. So I just got these little like nylon drawer organizing boxes from IKEA, but you can use shoe boxes, you can use cardboard, like there's so many little DIY hacks that you can do to create your own little drawer organizers. But it's just a great way to keep things separated, and again, it's a lot of that visual, like how do you keep things looking inspiring and also just functionally so that you know where things are.
Yes, and it also makes it easier to put things back into the right place, because we talked about that in the previous episode. Alyssa, you mentioned a good habit is like putting things back into your wardrobe so it's ready for another wear. So you know, how are you going to put things back if they don't have like a proper place?
Yeah, and I use like baskets too are so great. I have like, I put my sunglasses all in like little baskets, and like I don't have a lot of like, because my wardrobe is so small, it's the closet I should say is so tiny, and like Jeff has one side, I have the other. It's like I don't have space to like, Sina, I know your wardrobe has like that roll out drawer where you can have like all your jewelry and like all of that stuff. Like I just don't have space for it, I guess. And so it's just being like really creative and thrifty with the space that you do have. Something else that I did for, especially for small closet organization, was really utilize that vertical space, that vertical storage. So I feel like a place that can be neglected is like above the shelving above your closet. So like you can put handbags there, or you can have your knits folded there. But for me, I got these like shoe stacking boxes. So they're clear. And now I can see all of my shoes in there. So they're not hidden in their boxes. And I don't have to like remember what's in there. And the ceiling goes up quite high. So it created, I had a ton of vertical space that would otherwise not have been used if I didn't use that up. And then I also got a second hanging rod to create, to give myself some space to hang my trousers. Yeah, I'm MacGyvered that little tiny wardrobe, and I love it. I'm very proud of it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm curious to hear, how do you guys like have clothes in like seasonal rotation that you pack away? Because I know if you follow a capsule wardrobe like I do, then you have like, I have storage boxes on top of my wardrobe. That's like where I keep my out of season clothing or clothes that I'm just taking a break from.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips or any special way that you like to store those kind of pieces?
My whole wardrobe's out. I just have, and it's rather wide. So I just switch how close to like reaching eye level. So like there's just one side, maybe like a quarter of the closet that is kind of more in the corner. And then I just switch. Mm-hmm. I put seasonal stuff there or like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But it's mostly out.
So I don't have the space for that. I would say most of my, so Sina, I feel like I follow the capsule wardrobe like a little bit differently than you, because I feel like so a lot, like most of my wardrobe is like a year-round wardrobe. So most of it is just kind of out and accessible to me all year round. Minus like in summer, I'll pull out more of my summer pieces. And then in winter, I'll like pack away my knits and things like that I don't need in the summertime. So for that, I know you like have it above your closet shelving. So if you can keep it in another, if you have the space, if you keep it in another room or in another closet, I think that's great. I don't have that. So we have a storage locker. So I put things in a plastic bin with little cedar chips in there just to make sure that there's no bugs that get to it, but it's airtight. And we keep it in our storage locker out of sight. So I have it like labeled, you know, summer clothes, and I just pull it out when it's time. And I will kind of go down like every so often to like open up the box, check on things, air it out, make sure nothing has, no bugs have like eaten away at my stuff. And I've been doing it for several years, and so far so good, no issue. But you could also do things like utilize underbed storage. So I mean, for example, I have a lot of jeans. I couldn't fit them in my little closet. I should get the measurements. It's small, basically. It's a small closet.
Yeah.
So I have more, like I have a lot of denim. So a lot of that I actually keep in underbed storage. So I got this like plastic small container, and they live as like a, it looks, they live under the bed. So you can do that for your seasonal items, or if you just don't have the space, don't have a dresser, then underbed storage is kind of a given.
I think either way, like separating what's in season and what's out of season, or like what you want to be wearing for the next while and what you don't want to be, like regardless of whether you're following a more strict capsule wardrobe or not, I think that's a really great way to organize your wardrobe in general and take away some of that like decision fatigue that you might otherwise be feeling. Because why would you need to worry about summer dresses now if there's no way that you would ever reach for it because it's like freezing outside? So I think regardless of what your closet space looks like you, it's definitely worth considering separating that somehow. Yeah.
I think even for me, at least, I think having that same approach to evening wear, I find applies to me at least. Like I tend to keep my evening wear, even if, you know, you wear it all year round, I keep that away from my regulars section because it's often like floofy or sparkly or whatever. And it's like, it creates this visual like dissonance, which I don't like. So I also separate, I actively separate the evening wear so that it doesn't get in the way.
I think that's another great tip. Yeah.
Oh, and something else I've done recently when I moved, I use for accessories like my glasses. And I would actually like to do this with little hooks. I have a little shelf, so I've used some wall space just beside the closet, or if you have like wall space near your closet, I got like one of those little, like just like a pretty narrow shelf. And then I stack my glasses on that for my accessories. So like, and then I think you can add these little hooks. So then I would love to add like my little scarves. So that way you can see like those accessories that do make a big difference in the outfit that are easy to switch out. You don't have to think about them, but they're small, so they kind of get overlooked. But I think shelving, even if it's outside of the closet, like you don't have to relegate your organization. I mean, depending on your house and where you live, but it doesn't always have to be relegated to like the confines of the designated closet space in your home. Like,
yeah,
use whatever space you have that you're getting dressed in, you know?
I think that's definitely an area where I'd like to maybe improve how I organize my own accessories. Like we talked about what you mentioned, I think, Christina, that you wanted to invest more in accessories this year. And I think just as how you can overlook the importance of accessories in general, I think you can overlook the importance of storing them like properly. Yeah. And so that you have the same nice overview as with your clothing. Like I have one basket for all of my belts, and I would definitely like that to be a little bit more organized and a little bit more clear what I have to choose between, I think.
Yeah. That's why when it comes to folding, that makes me think of folding. I really like that vertical folding, the classic Marie Kondo folding, as opposed to, so folding in like that versus as opposed to one on top in a of pile. The other. Yeah. Because when things are stacked one on top of the other, piled on top, you don't really see what you have. So definitely doing the Marie Kondo vertical folding is like such a great way to see exactly what you have, how many you have. So if you do have to fold things, or even with like the, because my belts, from what I'm hearing, it kind of like my belts are in this little basket too. So they're kind of all stacked on top of each other. So I just always inevitably reach for the first one that's at the top. But like, you know, those little like command hooks, like even doing that, creating like those little sticky hooks that if you have like a door, like I have here, where you can open up as opposed to a sliding door. That's like such a great, easy, affordable DIY to like be, and then you can sort of hang all of your belts or your necklaces or your scarves or even your bags. Even do you keep your purses like on display out of their dust bag, or are they kind of hidden?
Mine are out. They're out. And then I just have like the original dust bag with like some stuffing inside of it in the bag when it's not in use. I don't have a ton of bags. I think I have maybe, I don't know, that might be a lot to some, but I think I have like 5 or 6 bags that I use in rotation. Yeah, and I like to keep them out because it's part of putting together an outfit for me.
I actually do keep my bags in the dust bag, but I do find it's I think I'm probably going to take them out because it's just nice to be able to see everything. It's kind of like that whole shoebox phenomenon. Yeah, keeping your shoes in the box is hard to see them.
Plus it creates another obstacle, right, to actually use it when it's in a bag, and I don't want to bother like taking it out of the bag.
Yeah, that resistance, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Creating your environment so that it's like an easy
– Exactly.
Easier to do what you want to do, yeah. Do you keep your shoes out, or are they kind of in their boxes? How does that work for you guys?
Mine are out.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, I have like at least the ones that I have in season. Like similar to you, Christina, I have like – most of like an all year capsule wardrobe. So I have a lot of shoes out all through the year. And then we have like a little separate wardrobe in our entrance hall where I keep all of my out of season shoes in like little shoe boxes. But other than that, I just keep them out. Yeah. Again, like similar to what we were just talking about. I just like to have things out because otherwise it's just creating another obstacle and another reason for me to be lazy and not reach for that item.
Yeah,
so it has to be easy. It has to be like easy and satisfying for me to grab those things. Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is like the whole point of, that's why I think it's so important to have an organized wardrobe. And so, I mean, one thing that we definitely need to mention here is I think it is important to, if you want to reorganize your wardrobe, take an opportunity to declutter it as well. Because if you're starting from scratch and you just have too much stuff, like there's definitely things that are in the way there. So it's a way to definitely create space, to create that, like that boutique-y sort of shopping from your own closet, shopping your own store kind of feeling.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, like if you have any like organization ideas that you would like to share, I think I could definitely need some inspiration on like storing accessories properly. Like obviously you could always go to Pinterest, but I think it's always nice to ask the community because maybe someone with a wardrobe similar to mine will have a genius solution. Yeah, so definitely feel free to share any organization ideas you might have. What about clothing care tools? Do you guys have a special place for that?
Yes, I have like a little, it's in my guest room, but it's just like a little box where I have my steamer and like a little mending kit and my little shaver also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you keep yours closer to your like actual closet? Does it make a difference to you?
I have like a little, it's one of those like nylon storage boxes yes. from IKEA with like, that's where I keep all of my, like I have my steamer and a mending kit like you, Alyssa, and then the fabric shaver I have. I also have like a little jewelry travel pouch, which I find really, really, that was really one of like the best purchases I've made. I bought it, I think, 3 years ago, just off Etsy. So it's just a really small little suede pouch where you can then attach like necklaces and earrings and stuff so they don't get tangled when you travel. So I keep stuff like that in there. Sometimes I'll keep my fabric shaver out on the same shelf as I have my jewelry because there are little like compartments in there where I can keep. I have my wallet too with all of my colors for like my color type. So I always have that out there. And then my my fabric shaver. I think another thing that's really nice is to invest in some nice wardrobe care tools. Like it's, if you're in need of some new ones, like why not buy some that look nice too? Like that's why I'm really a huge fan of Steamery, for example, because I think they're, not only are their products effective, like their fabric shaver, but it also looks nice. Like it's something you want to keep out in your wardrobe. Like it doesn't bother you to look at it to, so that you kind of get reminded to... You know, it's nice, it's ergonomic and it's effective, but it also looks nice. And I think...
What are some clothing care tool essentials that everyone should have?
Oh, definitely a fabric shaver, I think. I couldn't live without mine. Do you have one, Christina?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I have a cashmere comb and a, and then like the little electronic depiller fabric shaver guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and a steamer. It took me so long to finally get a steamer and it's such a game changer because I don't iron anything I don't own an iron, so the steamer is the it's so easy
yeah I think those two are definitely like the best ones for me. I have a sewing machine too, but I know that's, you know, only if you know how to use it or if you have like if it's within your budget, because of course it can be a little bit expensive, but a sewing machine, like I've been using mine so much, whether that being like taking up pants or like mending something or even sewing something myself, I definitely couldn't live without my sewing machine either.
I also keep, I lost them. I'm so angry. I had them for years, but I also keep these like the little tiny like scissors, like they're usually part of my mending kit, but I actually keep them out like in my closet normally, just to like snip off little threads, like, you know, when you're like getting dressed or whatever, because those are like the little things, and then like if you see a thread you're like, oh no, I don't want to deal with this now, but if you have your little scissors handy you're like, oop, little snip in the end, like you just keep them there so you can give yourself your once over and handle anything like that, which I find is nice, especially in terms of like getting more use out of your clothes. And then I also keep, not as much, but like double-sided tape in addition to like those kinds of things. Because again, like what if you're in a pinch? What if a hem comes down, but like that's your only pair of trousers that you have to wear? So like, and you're like 5 minutes late for a presentation. So, you know, use the double-sided tape. Like it kind of helps you not fall into like a panic attack if you're like walking out the door. So those are like two little tools that I keep actually like out with my stuff.
And a lint roller.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You guys both have pets.
Animals.
Yeah.
Apollo.
Definitely. Yeah. Sorry, it's like right there.
Like, how do you arrange your things? Do you arrange it by color? Do you arrange it by type? Like, when you are building your wardrobe or organizing it, is there a way that you like to keep things so you can access?
So in my wardrobe, I have like two bigger like vertical compartments, I guess you can say, where the shortest one of them is where I keep all of my blazers and t-shirts and blouses and stuff like that. And then the longer one is where I keep jeans, pants, dresses if it's summertime, stuff like that. I actually like to organize, you know, I have those two categories and that's like most of it is my everyday wardrobe, but I like to organize by color. I don't know if it's just because I'm so like into color, but I just think it makes it look so calming. But, you know, I guess for some people, if you have a larger wardrobe than I do, like if you have more of a maximalist wardrobe, I think it makes more sense to probably, you know, keep it in categories so that you have all of your blazers, all of your shirts, and so on.
I usually do that too. I do it by like type and by color. So I'll do like all my black blazers, brown, checked, whatever. And then, or like for Oxford shirts. And I like to organize it from dark to light. So,
yeah.
Like I'll have a black shirt, blue, white, and then I'll move on to t-shirts. Same thing. So it's kind of, yeah, it's by type and by color.
Yeah.
And that makes it really easy. So I know I have like, this is my section for Oxfords. This is my section for blouses. This is my section for denim. This is my section for skirts and dresses, which, wow, we have them now. Yay. Yeah. So yeah, that keeps it really easy and kind of just at a visual, creates a visual rainbow of what I have.
Same. The only thing, the only place where I don't really go by color is, so yeah, I do the same as you, like category and then within that category by color. But my knits, because they're on a shelf and the shelf is open, so luckily I can stack them this way and still see them all. But I've done those by weight. Because I find when you, or at least for me, when I have different knits of different weights folded, then they just kind of get wonky and like they don't really sit well together. So I have like my heavyweight, my meat, well, I start with light. So there's like the lighter weights, medium, and then heavy. And then they seem to just like play better together.
Yeah, that makes sense. That is our best wardrobe organization tips, or at least like what our wardrobes look like right now. So like we mentioned earlier, if you have any tips you'd like to share with us, if you have some genius wardrobe organization tips that you would like to share with us or with the community, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to leave us a comment if you're watching on YouTube with your best tips. Sorry. And yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you or hear you soon with another episode. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining in our conversation this week. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple and leave us a rating and review. It's one of the best ways to support the Sustain This podcast at zero cost to you.
We're also a community-led podcast, so if you have any questions for us, topic requests, or even guests you want to hear from, please send us a DM on Instagram at sustainthis_podcast. We read all of our comments and look forward to hearing from you.
We hope you join us again next Tuesday, where we'll talk about so much more than clothes. Ciao!